All right, everyone, say good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up on page, top of page 25 in Rav Kashdiel Sefer. I'm going to try to get a couple more. I know we have a couple, so. All right. Anyway, so we left off the first full paragraph on the page. Hayetzer hu melumad ba'armumius. Remember, again, just to reorient ourselves a little bit, Rav Kashdiel was really highlighting an incredible yisod. He was explaining that the Yetzer Hara, quoted the pasuk from Kohelet, that he's a melech zokin uksil. He's an old and foolish king. And the member of Kashdiel was explaining this notion that the Yetzer Hara, you know, we have this conception, the Yetzer Hara wants us to sin. Kashdiel says it's much more profound. The way the Yetzer Hara works is the Yetzer Hara wants to convince me that I am a melech. I am the king. And because I am the king, everything in life has to go my way. And because I am the king, everything in life has to make me happy. And because I am the king, everything in this world is here to serve me. And if it doesn't make me happy, if it doesn't serve me, if it doesn't suit my needs, then at the end of the day, I'm going to get upset, I'm going to get angry, I'm going to get frustrated. That's how the Yetzer Hara works. He says, and remember, Kashdiel says that the danger is that the Yetzer Hara really convinces me to feel or to think that my life is all about my personal happiness. That life, meaning what's the measure of a successful life? If I'm happy, if I'm comfortable, if I have everything that I need, if nothing bothers me in my circumstances, that's a good life. So he says, Yetzer hu melumad ba'armumius. The Yetzer Hara is exceptionally cunning. Kavanaso, Hayetzer Hara, Gaius l'kochosav es haseichal shalanu. The problem is the Yetzer Hara, to a certain degree, eclipses and overtakes the power of our seichel. Eich larviach. And at the end of the day, Yetzer Hara forces us to focus on one thing. How can I profit? And he's not referring over here just stamp to money. He's talking about over here in life in general. Eich larviach means at the end of the day, how can I benefit? Like, that's what life is all about. How can I benefit from any particular circumstance? Zeh habal orma shemetayer es hayetzer hara. Kolamach shavo shacha zetach bulos umuchama eich yihye lecha tov v'noach. The Yetzer Hara tries to convince me that everything in life is about how can I become comfortable, how can things be good for me. How can I find something a little bit cheaper? How can I benefit a little bit more? This is why the Yetzer Hara is called an Ish Milchama. It's constantly at battle. And both of you understand, how powerful this is? Because, again, the idea over here is, if the Yetzer Hara, if his entire approach, if his entire strategy was to get me to sin, so I can combat that a little bit. How can I combat that? Through recognizing I know sin is wrong. So again, nobody bats 1,000, so we all make mistakes. But Lamaisa, even when I make a mistake, I know it's a mistake. The difficulty with the Yetzer Hara is he doesn't try to get me to sin. He tries to change the entire focus of my existence. That whereas really from a Torah perspective, the essence of my life is how can I be there for the other? How can I improve the plight of the other? How can I take care of the other? That's the entire essence of life. The Yetzer Hara says, no, don't worry about everybody else. Worry about you. You know, both say there's an interesting contemporary term called self-care. Self-care. Now, self-care is a very important yisod. We all have to take care of ourselves. But sometimes people make life all about self-care. That everything is about making sure that I'm okay, that I'm happy, that I'm taken care of. And Lemais again says of Kashdiel, that's how the Yetzer Hara works. Shifts the focus from the outside, ultimately to the inside. Yotze. See, even though, again, the nefesh itself should really be zihira, in its essence, the nefesh is always alert. Yesh mul ha-nefesh koach malchusi shu adir v'chazak me'in kamohu. Yet, opposite that nefesh, there is a koach malchusi. There is this monarchical power that is strong, and there's nothing that can match it. Otzma adira. Tchushas malchus. That's Yetzer Hara. The Yitzhar is the Tchushas Malchus. It is a feeling of monarchy. It's a feeling that says, you're a melech, you're a melech. Enjoy life. People should treat you like a melech. People should give you the cover like a melech. People should do for you like a melech. Life is about you and is about your comfort. Hatechusha chazaka biyoser shal melech zelidog la'atzmo. So the idea of this monarchical feeling is that it forces a person, not forces a person, but it compels a person to think about themselves. V'zehafuch b'meya shmonim malos mehaneshama. And it is 100, and it's a 180 degree difference from the neshama. So we'll say, you see these two, he said, well, look at this next line, this is it. Haneshama v'yitzahara, we'll say, this is the essence. Haneshama v'yitzahara, shnei hafachim. The soul, the neshama and the yitzahara are polar opposites. Kimahusa shal neshama ze'ech lehetiv. The essence of the neshama is how can I do good for someone else? Eich la'azor la'achirim. How can I benefit others? Neshama tahora rotze kol azman la'asos chesed. But see here how profound this is. The essence of the neshama is that the neshama wants to do for others. The neshama wants to give to others. The neshama always wants to be a ba'alas chesed. Haneshama dochefes oschal lihios nechmad adin yoser klali pachot prati. So you hear this, Yisod? The neshama, you know what the neshama does? The neshama wants me to be pleasant. The neshama wants me to be nice. The neshama wants me to be kind. The neshama wants me to be more globally oriented and less personally oriented. Zeh malchus shana. So we'll say, you understand what happens inside each of us? Their pashat is a civil war. There's a civil war. And there are two kings that are battling for the territory that occupies my soul. On one hand, there's the Melech Zakin Uksil, who at times, feels exceptionally appealing. At times really speaks to us. When he says, stop worrying about everyone else and just focus on yourself. Just focus on yourself. Say, it's a very appealing statement. It's a very appealing statement. You know, well, let everybody else go figure it out. You just worry about you. Life, you should be comfortable. You should be happy. You deserve it. You work hard. You earned it. That's the Melech Zakin Uksil, who is totally focused on the individual, versus the Neshama, who is a Melech also, a little bit of a different kind of Melech, but the Neshama ultimately is this Melech who says, no, life is not about you, right? Life ultimately, again, is not about your personal happiness. Life, or I should say, the definition of life is not the pursuit of your personal happiness, but rather it's about what you could do for the other, what you could do for your community, what you could do for your klal. That's the definition of a successful life. Shnei malachim ba'os adam. Look at this last section, page 25. Shnei malachim ba'os adam. Yesh po is nagshus bein shtei malchus. We'll say there is a machlokis, there's a contention, there's a battle between these two monarchies. Shtei tefisos bishvil ma basa li'olam. But see, how profound this is. You know what they're arguing about? They're arguing about the entire essence of life. Why are we here? These two monarchies, and by the way, you begin to understand why the Yetzer Hara is such a formidable enemy. Because what he says, well, I don't have to keep it. Let's see. Tfisas Yetzer Hara, Hanochius. Well, said the Yetzer Hara is all about Anochius. What's Anoch or Anochius? Anochius is egocentricity. Egocentricity. The Yetzer Hara is all about me, all about a focus on the I. Umula hatfisa shel neshama shemiskomemes. And on the other hand, opposite that, the platform upon which the neshama stands, ha'im basa lekan kedei lerafi la'atzmecha kisei noach. So, did I come to this world to purchase for myself a nice easy chair? Like, is that the pinnacle of human accomplishment? That I could go at, I could sit back, I could turn on the massage function, put my feet up, and that's it? Like, gishrach, like, that's life? Ha'im ha'chalom shalcha zerak lach sof kesef b'shvil tish b'shetucha b'sof l'sheves b'kef v'lasos chof shacholamis? Right? Is that it? Is that the goal? To make a lot of money so that I could go on a vacation and at the end of the day just be comfortable? Sounds good. Right? Certainly is a possibility. It's in the running. You know, but the idea is that, and I will say, I want to be clear, you have to understand with these concepts. If Kashtel, of course, is not saying that therefore the vacation is not good, and that's not what he's saying. What he's asking over here is, what's the purpose? What's the purpose? Remember, you know, I will say, the Ramchal begins his entire Sefer with one central question that is supposed to be the guiding light throughout the Sefer, and that is, Ma Chovaso Ba'olamo. The question that Ramchal always tells us that very rarely do we ask is, what am I doing here? What am I doing here? Where am I going? Like, what is my purpose in this world? What am I supposed to accomplish? So what is my point? Is the point that I get to vacation? Is that the point that I'm working towards vacation so that I can go ahead and I can relax and I can put my feet up? Is that the essence of life? Ze haritipshus. This is silliness. Bishil ze basalapo. Do you, I think that literally I came to this world to relax? Lech. You know what? Go ahead and go look at animals. So that's why animals are here in this world. Animals are here in order to go ahead. They have plenty of time to relax. He says, the truth is, animals are very happy. Why are animals very happy? Because aside from being eaten by bigger animals, they don't usually have too many problems in life, right? As the Gemara says, parnasasam mitsuyam. The truth is, again, there's plenty of grass in the field, Baruch Hashem. There's plenty of natural vegetation. They don't have to struggle too much for parnasa. They've got food. Zemamish mashiyesh lepara. So listen to this statement. So the truth is, look at a cow. Cow, punch it like if, I will say, if you're looking for a paradigm of relaxation. So the truth is, you ever drive by a farm, the cows are out, they're pasturing, it looks pretty nice. When it gets light, it sounds good. When it gets hot, they go in the shade, maybe there's a little pond of water. So he says, Ha'im Adam Oved Kolazman, Bishvil Lios Kimo Para. So Kashtil says, so is that it? Is that my cow? Right? Am I spending my entire life just to be like the cow? And to be able ultimately again to go ahead and relax, is that the essence? Is that the focus? Is that the direction of life? So we'll see, we'll stop over here for today. But again, understand that what happens over here is that Rav Kashtil is really saying that this battle, you have to understand, this battle between the Yitzhara and the Neshama, and by the way, if you notice, by the way, he doesn't frame it as Yitzhara and Yitzhar Tov, which is normally the way we frame this. He doesn't frame it that way purposely, because Yetzer Hara, Yetzer Tov just sounds like two opposing forces. This is not just two opposing forces, this is two opposing kings. There's a Melech Zakin Uksil, that's the Yetzer Hara, and then there's the Neshama. And each of them are trying to get me to answer that question of Ma Chovaso Ba'olamo in a different way. The Melech Zakin Uksil, the Yetzer Hara, says, Ma Chovascha Ba'olamcha, what's your purpose? Just relax. Take it easy. You work so hard. You've earned it. Put your feet up. Sleep a little bit more. Relax a little bit more. Don't run around so much. You've got so much. So you know how many times I hear, I've got so much on my plate. But I said, do you know the answer is, if you have so much on your plate, do you know what the answer is? Get a bigger plate. Right? That's the yisod. Get a bigger plate, or maybe eat a little bit faster. Whatever you need to do. I have so much on my plate. I'm sorry. was that a rebuttal? Was that a rebuttal? Schoenfeld, get a bigger plate. That's it. So again, you understand that literally this is the fundamental machlokes in life. The Melech Zakin Uksil telling me, relax, take it easy, just slow down a little bit. And then Neshama saying, I'm not here to relax, I'm not here to rest, I'm here to do, I'm here to accomplish. Life is not about me, but life really has to be about the other. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up your Meretz Hashem with this tomorrow morning.